USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia's president is now warning the United States not to deploy short or mid-range nuclear weapons anywhere in Europe. Vladimir Putin saying that Russia wouldn't make the first move, but would respond to any escalation by Washington. President Trump recently pulled America out of a Cold War-era nuclear treaty that barred the development and deployment of such weapons. Mississippi going forward with one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the nation, according to the governor, Phil Bryant, who says he'll sign the law that would ban most abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected.
We're going to try to stop it here in Mississippi and other states around the nation. If you look at Ohio, Governor DeWine has said he will sign that bill that Governor Kasich vetoed. Florida, Tennessee, the movement is spreading, and we're very proud to help begin it.
Speaking there on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Confidence expressed by President Trump as he defends his declaration of a national emergency at the border, now being challenged by at least one lawsuit, with several more expected. The president saying he's confident he will prevail.
I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders. We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking, and we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders beating other Democratic presidential candidates in fundraising just hours after he announces. The Vermont Senator's campaign says it's raised more than $3.3 million from 120,000 donors since Sanders announced his campaign yesterday morning. That's more than double the amount raised by the previous top fundraiser, California Senator Kamala Harris. A big winter storm is slamming every state east of the Mississippi. Over 1,000 air flights have been canceled today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A federal judge allowing a lawsuit challenging the Chicago location of the planned Obama Presidential Center to proceed. The judge ruling yesterday that the environmental group Protect Our Parks has enough legal grounds to bring some of its objections before the court. The suit contends it's illegal for the center to be built on public park property. A new report is accusing U.S. doctors of overprescribing the dangerous opioid fentanyl. This report's in the Journal of the American Medical Association, yesterday's edition. It says health authorities and manufacturers don't extend proper oversight in how the drug is prescribed. Now, fentanyl is a synthetic opioid. It's as much as 100 times more powerful than morphine. It's designed to be used only for cancer patients when other painkillers don't provide relief. But it's become one of the most abused drugs in America. And police are now warning parents nationwide about what they say is yet another new, risky social media challenge that young people are taking part in. The 48-hour challenge encourages teenagers to stage disappearances for up to 2 days. As mentions of their disappearance spread on social media, they then rack up points for that. Authorities say the challenge can distract law enforcement agencies from helping people who are actually in trouble. Then for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.